Get on me, wanna know, Hank, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why must you live out the songs that you wrote? Over and over, everybody.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. 34 minutes after the hour on this Friday morning. Text line, we'll check text line if we time permits, 251-343-0106, hopefully before the conclusion of this program. But anyway, enough of that. We end the week usually about this time with our returning champion and a busy man indeed. He's State Senator Chris Elliott from Baldwin County, Josephine to be precise. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It's a great day to be back in South Baldwin County.
Yeah, so you had a hell of a day yesterday. Let's kick it off here, contract review. I guess before we go into this, is it just me or is this usually the attendance usually this lackluster at these things?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating that it is attended so poorly because you have hundreds of millions of dollars of contracts that were on yesterday's agenda to go through. Everything from the board of private investigators to, you know, over $100 million worth of State Department of Transportation contracts to review. So it's a very important and influential committee, and one where any individual member, as we saw yesterday, can hold any contract for a period of 45 days. So there's a few places in the legislature where an individual member can exercise, you know, authority like that.
Yeah, and then just to hear that there's only like four or three members by the time everything kind of blew up. It's just like the hot button issue of the day. Well, you know, it's coming off of Labor Day weekend or something. I don't know. It catches me, I find it a little underwhelming that it's so poorly attended. But that's a discussion for another time. Let's get to the issue of the day here. And for whatever reason, Senator, roads and bridges are dominating this news cycle and this political cycle. But here we are. West Alabama corridor once again, and you had some questions, and you have used this segment on this show to tell us your frustrations with the Alabama Department of Transportation and not getting a response. As it turned out, not really any more clarity yesterday after the contract review blow up.
No, not necessarily, and what happened, for your listener's sake, yesterday was I continued to ask some of the same questions I've been asking going back until July and even earlier than that through the Joint Transportation Committee, is how much is this project going to cost? And Aldott has gone from we don't know yet to $700 and something million, and then just yesterday I got three different numbers, $800 million, $1 billion, $1.1 billion. Honestly, Jeff, what I'm hearing from the private sector and folks that either do this work or familiar with this project, either from the engineering side or the construction side, are telling me this is $1.5 billion project. This is a $1.5 billion project. And without getting into the merits of the project itself, my concern is the financing of this project, how we intend to pay for it as a state. And the answer we get from the administration is, you know, we're going to pay for it with borrowed money against future gas tax revenues from the Rebuild Alabama Act. And my concern, and you've heard Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth and even other members of the legislature who are very concerned about essentially maxing out the state's credit card on this one project, and questions about why we're not seeking federal funding to help pay for the widening of a U.S. highway through western Alabama, and how that's going to affect the state's ability to do other projects everywhere else in the state if we've maxed out the credit card here on this one project and snubbed our nose at federal funding.
Well, and so I had Todd Stacey on, and his understanding was, well, it just the federal funding just wasn't eligible. It just was too hard to do. Is that because the federal government looks at this and says, no, we're not spending federal money on that. It doesn't warrant it. You don't need that route. Or am I missing something here? Have they even tried? Because I remember at some point you and I having this discussion, have they even asked for federal funding? And the answer seemed to be no.
The answer is no. They haven't asked. They haven't gone through that. We heard that answer in the meeting yesterday, which was, well, we just haven't been really successful in some of these grant programs in getting federal funding. That was directly from the ALDOT representative. And so we didn't really even try. And this whole concept of, oh, it's just too hard, or, oh, it'll take too long. We're talking about $1.5 billion. We're talking about putting the State Department of Transport, strapping the State Department of Transportation for the next 2 decades so that it can't do anything else. I think it's worth looking at and going through. My bigger concern, though, is if, and you heard this yesterday from the ALDOT representative, that if it's not authorized for federal funding before you get started, you may not ever get federal funding for it. And so you have Mayor Stimson, for instance, that said the other day, hey, we can go look for federal funding for this later. Well, I'm not sure that we can. If we get too far down the road on the project, it's not authorized for federal funding. And again, this is coming right out of ALDOT's mouth. You may not be able to go back and get it. If you don't follow the Uniform Act when you're doing right-of-way acquisition for the project, you may not be able to use federal funding on it. If you know, what about the NEPA, you know, document, which is an environmental clearance from the Fed? The design that was the subject of these contracts, you know, two different contracts, a $13 million and a $75 million contract. If the design does not fall within or follow FHWA standards, will you even be allowed to use federal funds on it in the future? So we need to be looking at the federal funding opportunity right now. We need to be thinking about this long term and not just rushing into this just so the governor can get a win before the end of her administration.
Well, and here's what it kind of looks like to me, and this is me talking, that this administration, they look back at the 2019 experience and all the work they had to do to get Rebuild Alabama done, and the attitude is, hey, we did all the heavy lifting. We put ourselves out on the line politically. We went and twisted the arms of all the legislators, and we went and brokered a deal between the counties and the cities. We're going to be the ones that are going to be the beneficiaries of all that hard work, and not future governors. I mean, it feels that way to me by leveraging so much of this into the future.
But to spend it on one project, to max out the credit card in one spot, instead of doing what Rebuild was intended to do and what was sold as, which was to do projects all over the state and to match federal funding for everything from the widening of the port, right? I mean, there's a great example there was we had to do Rebuild so we could draw down the federal money for the port. That was a big selling point. And then to turn around and for this governor to say, I'm going to spend it in one place. I'm the ultimate decision maker when it comes to this, and I'm doing this, and I'm going to figure out a way to do it using only state funds so that I don't have to wait on the federal government, or I don't have to wait on that. That's just a very, very expensive $1 billion-plus decision that this governor's making to waste an opportunity for federal funding and do this go it alone. But again, Jeff, we've seen this with this ALDOT director before, right? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. I don't care if it's cost effective or not. And this is how I'm going to proceed. And unfortunately, that's going to leave the State Department of Transportation and the state of Alabama in a hell of a spot when it comes to funding. It's maxing out the credit card. So much so that Director Cooper just yesterday was telling folks at a conference in Birmingham that ALDOT was going to be left in a funding crisis in a couple of years and that the legislature would have to come up with significantly more funding. That's a member of the administration calling for yet another tax increase before the ink on this one's even dried. And it's because of decisions like this. Go it alone, decisions like this to not leverage this and be smart about our money.
And you're here first, ladies and gentlemen. And now, listen, pay close attention. And I heard the same story, too. The John Cooper, who is as far as I'm concerned, a broken soul, and I don't know how he's hanging into that onto that job, but he told a group of attendees at this conference that was going on in Birmingham at the Sheraton Hotel yesterday that coming down the road, guys, they're going to have to figure out a way to raise more revenue. What does that mean? They're going to raise taxes or do something to that effect to pay for some of this. That's essentially what he said, right?
That's certainly what I've heard from multiple sources. And in all fairness, I wasn't there because I was in Montgomery. But I had source after source after source tell me this. And I'm just perplexed that he would be saying that while at the same time, in my opinion, acting recklessly in his spending and not making the state's limited dollars go as far as they could possibly go. And to hear all of these folks in West Alabama, again, without talking about the merits of the project, say, oh, we can do both. To hear the governor say, this doesn't have to be a conversation about 65 or 43 and 69. It doesn't have to be we can do both. Jeff, this isn't an Oprah giveaway where she gets to say, you get a car, you get a car, you get a road project, you get a road project, you get a... There is a finite amount of money out there. We need to spend it as best we can, and we need to leverage it as best we can, and we are not doing that on this project.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. But it does, I think reckless is a good way to describe what we've seen here in the last couple of years. And we start with the Baldwin County Bridge. We can also look at the untold money that was wasted on that first go around with the I-10 toll bridge fiasco. But and I'm sure there's other places all over the state that are experiencing the same problems, but they go down a path and they spend millions and millions of dollars. And just everybody's saying, don't do that. Don't do that. We don't want that. We don't want you to do it this way. Yet they proceed. And this is the same, seems like to me, the same route they took with the I-10 toll bridge, with this Baldwin County thing, and now this West Alabama corridor. You have the same chorus saying, hey, hey, whoa, 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 whoa. And it's just like, no, we don't listen to you. We're going to do it our way.
And it's the same thing that's happened with prisons. I mean, this administration has a track record of lowballing costs or projected costs on the front end, same way they're doing with this. And then when you get down to the meat of it, you end up doubling, 100% increase in the total cost of the project. And they come back to the legislature. We can see this pattern. And you see it with Cooper's comments yesterday. We're going to have to come back to the legislature and ask for more. And it is so unfair. It is unfair to the people of West Alabama. It is unfair to them, in my opinion, to say, hey, this governor is going to do this, knowing full well that at some point this is going to get in a situation where the state has to say, we simply can't afford this. And then you end up with a project that may be half built or a quarter built or something like that, where if you had done it right, you had worked with the federal government to do this, you could actually get the project done and build a corridor. You just may not be able to get it done by the end of Governor Ivey's term.
And Senator, back to the reckless spending part of this, what drives me crazy, we were lectured, that's how I would put it, back about a year ago at the end of the fiscal year, the start of the new one, Governor Ivey puts out a statement. I mean, everybody's telling me, your colleagues in the Senate and in the House are like, look, we can't give you a tax break. We have to be smart and disciplined with the public dollars here. We have to know we're not going to go around squandering it on tax breaks. What are you, crazy? We're doing the right thing. We're being disciplined, where we're keeping the balance sheet in order. And then like 5 minutes later, you're telling me you're going to spend this all these things, prisons and highways, just like, you know, the credit card is daddy's credit card and there's no consequences here. And those are two contradictory things.
You're exactly right. And I can assure you the spending that is proposed by this administration is intended, the plan that's in front of us now is intended to spend it all, to max out the credit card, to spend everything that they can spend. Oh, by the way, and borrowing against future revenue, not just current revenue, but future revenue out decades in front, long after the governor's gone from politics and John Cooper's gone from his position, heck, long after I'm gone from politics, they'll still be paying the debt on this, and it will, without a taxing, another tax increase, there'll be no room to do other projects. And that's where I think we've got to sound a warning alarm. I appreciate where my friends in West Alabama are coming from. I want to help them build, you know, four-lane their road. It is a project that has merit, maybe not as much merit and maybe not as high on the priority list as some others. But I'm telling you, there's no way the state's going to be able to afford this long term. And they're going to be left without a road if we continue down the path we're on.
Last question, we'll get you out of here on this. Ainsworth on the program yesterday kind of revealed that Cooper's going around calling lawmakers and threatening them that if you are a proponent, if you are a proponent of a six-lane I-65, you better watch it. You better be careful. You better not. You better not do that, or there might be, there could be some consequences. What do you make of that?
Look, this is where I find Governor Ainsworth's leadership so refreshing. Is he wants to get the politics out of road construction. He wants to look at need and where the projects are needed in the state, regardless of what, you know, who the representative or the senator is. He wants to actually get projects done for the people of the state of Alabama instead of this threatening manner that John Cooper's used over the years and the Ivey administration's used over the years, right? We've heard stories. Heck, I think the governor even took a picture in her office of the whiteboard with the red and green, you know, how did you vote on the gas tax? And those were for where projects were going to go. You know, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth realizes that there are real people, constituents behind all of this. And regardless of what their representatives may support, you need to take care of all Alabamians. And so it's frustrating to me to continue to see this, you know, the comments out of the governor's office, I'm the ultimate authority on this, and exclamation point, I'm going to do this, and not, hey, how can we leverage this money smartly and effectively and efficiently to do the most good for the most Alabamians?
One more question, because you're getting blown up here on the text line, but any regrets in voting for the Rebuild Alabama Act in 2019?
If it gets spent like this, absolutely worst decision ever. If it doesn't get spent like this, it has the ability to do real good for real Alabamians across the state. And that's the thing that I think the administration needs to realize. A lot of elected officials went out on a limb to do something that they thought was going to be good, that could be good for the people of the state of Alabama. But if it is spent in the manner that this governor is proposing, it will be the biggest wasted opportunity in my political career.
Senator, we always appreciate your time, and we will do this again next week.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. State Senator Chris Elliott there. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Are we going to do what they say can be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. He's kind of like no bandit runs. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out.